You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. Today, Idaho's Superintendent of Education asked lawmakers to increase funding for public schools by 3%. For some details on that proposed budget, I'm joined in the studio by our education reporter, Adam Cotterell.
Samantha?
Adam, where should we start?
How about where Superintendent Tom Luna started with lawmakers?
A lot has occurred since I stood before you a year ago.
The biggest occurrence Luna is talking about is the repeal of his Students Come First laws last November. Voters rejected those through Props 1, 2, and 3. In addition to getting rid of things voters didn't want, that repeal took about $30 million out of the public school budget. That's money a lot of districts have already spent on things like hiring math and science teachers and classroom technology. So before we even get to his budget for next year, Luna wants it clear where he stands on that money for this year. Here's what he told reporters after his presentation.
My recommendation is that every dollar that districts were to receive, they get. And every program, like professional development or whatever, that teachers were expecting, that it's delivered. And so no more, no less.
Democrats in the legislature agree with Luna, a rare thing, but many Republicans do too. In fact, some prominent Republicans thought in the first week they'd easily be able to give schools permission to use that $30 million. But so far they've been blocked by others who want to use the money for tax cuts.
So what about next year? Luna's recommendation is more than the governor's.
That's right. Luna wants a nearly $38 million bump. That's about $12 million more than the governor asked for. But I think it's important to note that both recommendations represent the first increase to Idaho's total education budget in 5 years. Last year, lawmakers upped state spending, but federal money went down and the total amount stayed flat.
So what does Luna want that was not in the governor's recommendation?
He seems to be relying on the assumption that lawmakers are going to reinstate a few provisions of the repealed Students Come First laws. These are some of the more popular parts that do have some bipartisan support, like dual college credit for high school students and hiring more math and science teachers. But both the governor and Luna are relying on a big hypothetical in their recommendations. They each have nearly $34 million set aside to fund recommendations the governor's Education Improvement Task Force might make this session. But after one meeting so far of that group, it's not clear if they will make any recommendations this year. But Luna thinks that $34 million will stay in the budget.
I also don't think that we're going to not be able to get input from the task force on how to use those dollars going forward. So this is just, like I said, uncharted territory.
Okay, Adam, one more takeaway from Luna's proposed education budget.
He wants to raise the base salary for teachers from around $30,000 a year to $31,000.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome, Samantha.
Adam Cotterell is our education reporter, and you're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5.